For our series, The Hidden World of Girls, produced with the Kitchen Sisters, we're taking you to the epicenter of street gangs, Los Angeles. NPR's Mandalita Barco has been documenting the lives of gang members there for nearly two decades. She recently revisited a woman who was a teenager when they first met for an NPR documentary back in 1995.
Long time.
Long time.
I always wondered about you.
Oh, Christ, dude. I'm the whole different person now. Watch out,
old girl. When I first met up with Boo Boo, she was running the streets of L.A. with her homegirls Nana and Chunky.
Watch out, the playboy, they're bringing the shotgun. Watch out, here comes the playboy.
Boo Boo was named after the cartoon cub that tags along with Yogi Bear. Back then, she was a hardcore member of the legendary Playboy street gang.
I wanted to belong to something. And, you know, I was, what, 12 years old? And I see a bunch of girls, you know, hanging together. I figured, yeah, you know what, I want to kick back with them. So I said, I'm going to get into Playboys.
Boo Boo was 19 years old. She sported more than 30 tattoos, including a little Playboy bunny below her right eye, and the signature body art of gang life, three dots signifying Mi Vida Loca.
It's Mi Vida Loca, my crazy life. Yeah, I've been stabbed, shot, busted.
Boo Boo's swagger was as coarse as the ponytail she was brushing during our interview. She talked about getting revenge with rival gangs.
For one of our homeboys that died, about 10 of their homeboys died. Yeah.
She'd already been shot twice and had been in and out of juvenile probation camps for various crimes.
I'm free for a little bit. Yeah, I might go to school a week or two. I get busted a month, 2 months, 3 months, come back out, go to school another week, get busted 6 months, 7 months. That's it. That's my whole routine. Part of my probation conditions were to go look for a job. They look at me like, I don't know, who'd want to give her a job? Look at her. She's all tattooed. She just looks mean.
What would your dream be for your life?
I would just dream of a normal life, you know? You have your, you know, your boyfriend or your husband, your kids, your house, a job. What I wouldn't give for that? Just the responsibility of having to get up to go somewhere. You guys, you have a normal life, you know? And sometimes you go home and say, I'm so tired, I just wish I could just kick back. But look at us, that's all we do. But it's hard, man. It's hard.
At the time, Boo Boo was pining for her boyfriend, Dreamer, who had just been locked away in prison on drug charges.
You hear this, Dreamer? I love you, stupid.
You're an idiot. No, bro. No, I'm just playing.
Seventeen years later, Boo Boo is in full mommy mode with five children, ranging from 18 months to 14 years old.
Come on,
Peter.
Snap out of it.
At home in L.A.'s Glassell Park neighborhood, she cradles the twins, preemies born with lung and heart problems. Boo Boo coos and tenderly places an oxygen mask over Peter's mouth to help him breathe.
Feeling like the mother bear feeling? You know, you gotta look out for your cubs. These are my little baby bears. My cubs.
Boo Boo now goes by her real name, Cindy Martinez. Since we last met, she had all her gang tattoos lasered off her face and arms. She says she mostly just talks to her old gang friends through Facebook.
Some homies, you know, almost on their 40s, they're medical assistants, you know, secretaries, they're nurses, you know, some are in prison, some are dead, some have kids, a whole lot of kids.
Cindy's relationships are complicated. She married her old boyfriend, Dreamer, after he was released from his 8-year prison sentence. By then, she'd already had her first two daughters with another playboy who was later incarcerated. She says after Dreamer became a heroin addict and was deported to Mexico, she had her younger daughter and the baby boys with a different father.
If I sat here and I told you everything that has happened in my life, you'd be like, this is a Jerry Springer show. I kid you not.
So what is your routine now?
Making breakfast and, you know, changing diapers and doctor's appointments for the twins. I'll spend most of my days at Children's Hospital with specialists.
At 36, Cindy has her own health problems and says she gets by on government assistance and help from her construction worker boyfriend. For a while, she sold Avon products, worked in a factory making adult sex toys, and cared for an elderly woman. She'd like to go back to school and get a good job, but getting in the way are her three criminal cases for selling marijuana, assault and battery, and petty theft.
My life was set to be a gangster, a hoodlum. If you told me back then, oh, you're going to have five kids, I would have slapped you upside your head. I'm like, yeah, right. Me have kids? Hell no. But I would never trade him for nothing. As much as they get on my last nerve. I tell you with all honesty, my daughter Gabriella, she saved me from that lifestyle. Knowing that that was my baby and that baby needed me, didn't have nobody but me.
Cindy says leaving gang life was like kicking heroin, but these experiences changed her. The moment someone cocked a gun to her temple while she was holding Gabby, the day gang members brutally gunned down her little brother Freddie, the time baby Peter once stopped breathing.
All that, I'm a tough gangster, I'm this bad bitch, you know, no. All went out through the window. Since I've had my kids, I've grown to appreciate the sensitive life, the sensitive part of life.
When I met you before, you sounded pretty hardcore, you know?
You know, I had that f*** you mentality. But like I try to tell my kids, be caring instead of being hateful. I am not as cold-hearted as I was. I'm such a sissy when I could watch a cartoon and cry. I was like, oh.
Cindy's quite proud of how restrained she is now, no matter how frustrated she may get by life.
Sometimes I'm like, I need a break, and my old boo-boo comes back, and I be like, ugh. But I try not to have those days.
You still sing that Playboy song?
Yeah, I have it as a ringtone on my phone.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Funding for The Hidden World of Girls is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.